Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking National Night Out. It is tomorrow night around the area, and we are going to give you all the information about what is going around all around the area. Lots of stuff to go over this morning, and we will do that. From King George, Captain Chris Giles is here. First Sergeant Sean Jones from Spotsylvania is here. Sergeant Scott Worley from the city. And First Sergeant Michelle Gibbons from the Stafford Sheriff's Office here this morning. Good morning to all of you. Thanks
good morning,
for
Ted.
Coming in.
A lot of brass in this room today.
A lot of firepower.
It's a national, it's a national night out showdown between the agencies and the Ted Schubel Morning Show. What's up, Ted?
I think Sean missed his calling.
I was going to say thank you, Sean, for bringing it up here, and the intensity has gone up.
Ding ding ding, round one.
Sean's got his retirement job lined up. Look out.
This is a big, big, big event. You guys have all made it really big, and have involved a lot of people. Chris, I'll start with you as far as National Night Out goes. This is really a chance for all of you to show people can families and individuals and kids can be up close with all of you and see what you can do.
Exactly right. It gives the community a chance to see that law enforcement. The picture that's been made of law enforcement here in the last few years, it really helps put it back into perspective that essentially we're not the bad guys. We are human. We are out there for them, to protect them. And it just gives us a chance to interact with them, and they can see what we do and get up close and not be afraid of us.
Well, and Michelle, I know in the case, every year, and I hang out with all of you and with different events and different things, but I always learn things of things you can do and equipment you have and just some of the skills that it's pretty impressive locally what law enforcement can do.
Absolutely. And just like the captain stated here just a few minutes ago, our goal is for National Night Out, it's a crime prevention related event, and it's done annually. And the goal is to bring the community together, not only to build those partnerships and relationships, but also basically to take a stand against crime. And so obviously, we want to display and show some things too. We will have some demos from our canines, our drone team. We'll have a lot of sheriff's office personnel on site to interact as well as showcase some of the things that we have to offer as well.
And you bring, I know a lot of community agencies come in with all of you and provide food and just provide a lot of other side information. You can't not go away from National Night Out and not learn something about what's going on in your locality.
Absolutely. And actually, we are at the Target Stafford Marketplace, and the space that we have there, we have over 140 vendors this year, which you have those businesses coming in from all over Stafford County, basically to showcase what they have to offer to the community as well. So it's not only the sheriff's office showcasing, but it's also the businesses trying to partner and build those relationships with the community members and just really have an idea or opportunity to share what they have to offer too.
A little bit different, Sergeant Worley, in the city, where you don't have the one big event, but you encourage, and I know the city officers get around, and you go more in the neighborhoods.
Yeah, Ted, what we do is we set it up with the community leaders to set the events up in their neighborhoods. And not only do we put an officer there to interact with everybody, but Chief Nye, Captain Layton, they go to each event and do meet and greet and stuff like that and hand out stuff. But it's more or less a partnership with the community. We have businesses come in, corporate sponsors and things of that nature to come in and support these neighborhood events. And it's more or less, it is a crime prevention venture. It's a way to meet the local law enforcement with the ever-changing officers and everything. But it not only that, but we also pretty much put our best foot forward out there to meet the community and let them meet their neighbors even. Because folks are filtering into neighborhoods. They might never meet anybody out of the neighborhood, but once we get everybody together, throw some food in there, that draws a big crowd. And our preface besides putting it in the neighborhoods was to increase accessibility to it as well, because you know some folks might not be able to get out and about, some folks might be handicapped or something like that, but they still want to participate in the neighborhood.
Sure.
So that was one of the reasons why we encourage it to go to the neighborhoods themselves.
Boy, and when you talk about not knowing your neighbors, we all can relate to that. And in the city's case, I'm sure there are going to be situations where all of a sudden you learn about somebody that's a door or two down that you got things in common with that you never knew. And, you know, who knows? The relationships that can be built, and then you start watching over each other's property, and a lot of good things can happen.
We do a lot of interfacing, and not only with law enforcement, not only with businesses, but like you said, with your neighbors. Get in there, meet your neighbors, meet your community leaders, get the word out there.
First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. Sean, besides all the above that you offer, and will be with National Night Out in Spotsylvania, you guys have a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, we have a lot of fun. I mean, it's all about bringing the community together and showing them that we are human beings too. We're police officers as well, but we are human beings just like everyone else, and show them that we're easy to approach and easy to talk to as well.
You do. You've got, you've got a musical challenge that you'll be involved in.
Yeah, I'm still trying to do it. A friend of mine, she hooked me up with her daughter's dance class. They tried to show me the little challenge last week. So it's on Facebook. So.
And you've done this before. I mean, you're legendary in some ways for National Night Out of taking these challenges.
I mean, we do it for the community. It's a good time to bring the community together. Now I'm getting all kinds of little messages or little kids. Are you really going to do that little dance or whatever? So, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to try at least.
Well,
I mean, as you know, I'm a rhythmless black guy. I can't dance.
I got to give him props because he actually goes on social media and does this. So it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. I can't dance, but if it's going to put a smile on a little kid's face, or if an older citizen comes up to me and say, hey, you guys made my day by coming out dancing with us and so forth, of course we're going to do it. It's bringing the community together.
And you hope, in any of these instances, any of the relationships that you forge or begin tomorrow night, especially when kids run into some kind of an issue later on, or even as young adults, they're not going to feel intimidated and they'll come to you.
We don't want them to be afraid to approach us. And if they have a problem, we want them to come and talk to us. So if we can break the ice by dancing or doing something fun with the kids and make them feel comfortable, that's what we're going to do. So we can help them when they're really in need.
National Night Out is tomorrow night in the city. It's in, as we mentioned, it's in neighborhoods, 5 to 8 at the Spotsylvania Town Center. In Stafford, it's 5 to 9 at Stafford Marketplace. And in King George, 5 to 8 at King George High School. We will get into all the details and start breaking down what each locality has to offer, and continue to talk this morning with our special guest, First Sergeant Michelle Gibbons from Stafford, Captain Chris Giles from King George, First Sergeant Sean Jones from Spotsylvania, and Sergeant Scott Worley from the city. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
National Night Out is tomorrow night. We're talking about it this morning, about what is happening in King George, Spotsylvania, Stafford, and the city, with Captain Chris Giles from King George, Sergeant Scott Worley from the city, First Sergeant Sean Jones from Spotsylvania, and First Sergeant Michelle Gibbons from Stafford. We will start off with Stafford, Michelle, because you've got a lot going on from 5 to 9 tomorrow night at the Stafford Marketplace off 610.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And also, I do want to make sure we highlight, too, that we include our neighborhoods to participate in National Night Out, too. We had 13 this year. 3 already did theirs on Saturday evening, and then we have an additional 10 that will do theirs tomorrow night. But our main big event will be at the Target Stafford Marketplace.
I forgot about that because the sheriff doesn't, he goes around a lot tomorrow night initially, early on, with to a lot of the neighborhoods.
Yes, and we have deputies that will be in place in the neighborhoods to interact with our community, you know, neighborhoods that are participating as well.
Boy, this is tough when there are, we have so many neighborhoods. I mean, we, both Stafford and Spotsylvania that have such, so many neighborhoods to deal with.
Yes, and it would be great if every neighborhood participated. The only problem with that, just like Spotsylvania, we're very large, so we probably wouldn't be able to give them the resources that they needed, which is why we open it up to the Stafford Marketplace area for everybody to come to be able to participate.
It's a big event, a lot of people there every year, and you offer just a wide range of things for a lot of ages.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Actually, like I mentioned earlier, we have over 140 vendors. We have several food vendors, and all of these food vendors will be handing out food at free at no cost. I know our crime solvers will be cooking up hot dogs and handing out hot dogs. So lots of food to go around, lots of child interactive, lots of interactive things just for the community members in general. I know, like I said, our sheriff's office will be out there. We will also have the child fingerprinting going on. So if folks want to bring their child through, they'll be able to walk away with a fingerprint card for their child. We have a McGruff scavenger hunt, which is basically like we have the little McGruff on a stick and you walk around to the different areas and get your little stamp. And just have that as a little souvenir to take home. And it's all, like I said, you know, some crime prevention, also kind of a way to get somebody to a booth to interact and get to know, you know, that particular, you know, sheriff's office personnel or crime prevention tip and that sort of thing.
And you're able to kind of show off which some of the equipment you have and just some of the things you can do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will have traditionally, you know, we like our SWAT team to be out there. We have our drone team. A lot of people have a lot of questions about that, so we'll have that. They'll be doing a demonstration. Our motors will be out there. Our traffic safety unit will be out there to do demonstrations in regards to safety. We will also have our canines will be doing a demo. Mm-hmm. And then all different community members doing different demos, whether it be dance or a play, karate, taekwondo, and that sort of thing. So just trying to bring everybody together and just kind of put on a good event for everybody, not just kids, but, you know, for everybody.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of ages, and you do learn a lot from and just even the community groups that come in and set up their booths and show what they offer.
Absolutely. We have a big presence of our fire rescue personnel. And aside of that, you know, you have Gwyneth Gift, who does also, they showcase and show how to, you know, perform CPR. So it's definitely a good opportunity to come out and learn and get to know who is in your community.
It's 5 to 9 at Stafford Marketplace, and a lot of people show up. It's a high-energy event, a national night out in all of these areas. It's a high-energy kind of event for everybody.
It is, and there's so many people, and it's such a great opportunity, like I said. I mean, people just come out and have a really good time, and just to get to come out and, you know, even if you're coming out for an hour or two, just walk around to all the different vendors, get to know everybody. You know, there's a lot of free giveaways that people are giving out to kind of promote their businesses. So we just strongly encourage you to come out and have a good time, and it'll be hot, but it's okay. Just come out and have a good time. I think Fire Rescue will have some popsicles being passed around. You know, head in the Target and get some, you know, some of that AC going, and then come back out and join us back with the crowd and have a good time.
I have always thought, especially if you're new in the community, to go out to a national night out at any of your locations, it's a terrific way to just meet people. I mean, and you mentioned it, Scott, just about getting to know your neighbors. But in any of these areas, go on out and get to know people. I mean, Sean, if I'm new in Spotsylvania, if I'm new in Stafford, King George of the City, I'm going to see in one area a lot of things. This is really a once a year kind of thing.
It's a once a year kind of thing, but you're bound to see someone you know. You're bound to meet a new friend. Your kids are bound to meet, you know, you may meet parents from parents of other kids, yeah, schoolmates.
Yeah.
You know, you might, you never know who you may run into, or you might meet some coworkers or some people that you never really sat down and communicated with. You're going to meet local law enforcement. You're going to meet other local businesses. You're going to meet people from our fire and rescue department as well. So it's an opportunity to meet a lot of different people.
The other thing, Chris, you is everybody's able to highlight here is but doing some of these demonstrations, just getting out good information, good safety information.
Exactly right. It gives us a chance to hand pamphlets out. It gives us a chance to speak to people. Regardless of age, there's all kinds of senior citizen stuff that we put out. There's young child, 911 type of stuff. We're even going to display a Project Lifesaver for, and that ranges from autism to dementia to, you know, for that. And it's just a good time to come out and get that information.
Well, I know in King George the last couple of years, King George Fire and Rescue has put on some really interesting demonstrations just about, you know, safety in the for cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah, they do a phenomenal job when it comes to showing what they can do and for the safety aspects. I mean, you know, you don't throw water on a grease fire type of stuff. You know, I mean, they do a really great job for us. I'm not sure what they're putting on this year, but I'm sure it'll be worthy to come out and see for sure.
I will admit this morning that when I went out to my car this morning, I discovered I hadn't locked it last night. Thankfully, nothing happened.
Here we go.
It's a problem of mine. My car has been broken into.
How many shows have we had on locking your vehicle, Ted? Safety tip 101 for the summer.
Reminder, we have these A-frames, take it, hide it, lock it, or lose it, and they will be displayed because it is a big crime that we see in all of our jurisdictions.
Maybe we should give you a bumper sticker or something, just a little sticker to put on your car when you get out to lock it. How many times have we had this conversation, Ted?
Oh, we've had it. It feels like hundreds of times.
Yeah,
but it still happens, and like you say, Michelle, it is a big problem where people don't. I don't have anything of. I mean, I've had change stolen from my car, but I know a lot of people have a lot of bigger things, or you know, you leave things even if you lock it sometimes and leave something sitting out, it can be gone.
Absolutely, and we've been seeing more and more. I think it comes in waves. Where sometimes it'll be, you know, quiet for a while and then it comes right back up. But, you know, just to remind folks, you know, if you're going to leave something in your vehicle, you know, don't leave it in plain sight, because if it's visible and somebody wants it, they're going to break the window to get it. The biggest thing, like I said, we have that motto of the take it, hide it, lock it, or lose it. We'd rather you all, you know, keep your valuables, especially when you're talking about your purses and money, jewelry, and firearms. Those are the big, you know, key items that
computers
we see
too.
That are, yes, yeah, electronics as well. So
it only takes a second to push that lock.
Yeah. No, and I know a lot of neighborhoods. Every neighborhood deals with this. I mean, in the city, you've had with neighborhoods. I know Sergeant Worley, either smashed windows or just people just going and trying car handles. That happens everywhere. But I know you've been dealing with a lot of that this summer.
Right, and fortunately, we've been able to get our guys set up to where they can swoop in and grab up a lot of these. But there are a bunch that do not get solved because, you know, it doesn't take much to just rattle a handle, see if it's unlocked, crime opportunity, boom, right in the car.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, mine was unlocked last night, and I didn't have to tell First Sergeant Jones that his department was investigating for me because he would have shaken his head and said a lot of the things he's already said.
Insane, Ted. Safety 101, Ted. Family.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. First Sergeant Michelle Gibbons from the Stafford Sheriff's Office here, along with Sergeant Scott Worley from the city, Captain Chris Giles from King George, and First Sergeant Sean Jones from Spotsylvania here. We are talking National Night Out, and we will continue. We'll hear what's happening in King George, Spotsylvania, and the city when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:29.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
National Night Out is tomorrow. We're talking about it with representatives with area law enforcement this morning from Spotsylvania, Stafford, the city, and King George. Captain Chris Giles here from the King George Sheriff's Office. You guys are at King George High School.
Correct.
Tomorrow night, Chris, from 5 to 8. I'll let you run down some of the highlights. Just a great event. I mean, your event really pulls the community together.
Yeah, we decided we'd find a central spot that's pretty much right in the smack in the middle of King George, so it's easy to get to from anywhere, whether it's Dahlgren, past Patanzi, down at the Rollins Fork area, or even down to Port Conway. It's very centrally located. We're going to have a bunch of vendors set up. We're going to display most of our resources, our crime scene truck, our command truck, just a whole bunch of equipment we're going to be displaying along with Project Lifesaver. We'll have a display for that going on. We have an obstacle course set up for the little kids, something very similar to what us as law enforcement have to go through in order to become certified. State police will be there with their motorcycle and a display. State parks will be up, fire department, and food. I mean, can't forget the food. We'll have a lot of vendors. They're donating their food. You know, they're coming up, putting it out there. Jersey Mike's is one of them. Is going to be up there. Dickie's Barbecue from Dahlgren. They'll be up. It'll just be a great time inside the school. We've got a shooting simulator. Us in law enforcement know it as a FATS machine, but we'll have that going on. Fingerprinting for children, where we put all their data on a CD and give that to the parents to keep for the future if they need it. Hopefully they never will, but it's always nice to have. K-9 demos, we'll have two of those. Mm-hmm. Fire department will have their demos. Air care is supposed to bring in a helicopter, so we'll be able to see that as well. Our special response team, they have a demo as well. So it'll be a fun-filled evening, a lot of packed with activities for anybody. Age doesn't matter, from the small to the big.
Boy, when you talked about the shooting simulator, that's really a fascinating piece of equipment. It shows what law enforcement, just the split seconds you've got to make decisions, and it's a great illustration of what you all go through.
Yeah, we probably, depending on who shows up to come into there, I mean, we probably won't do any of the shoot, don't shoot type of situations. It also has just plain old targets they can shoot.
Okay.
So depending on, I don't know, who's showing up to see it, I'd really rather not have any young children participating in the shoot, don't shoot aspect of it. Now, the targets, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you're right. That is what that machine is all about.
That machine, no. If anybody who wonders, wants to know just the split second decisions you have to make, and you know, like you say, there are different things that do, but also the shooting shows. I mean that you all have go through training for that and you know, continual training.
Exactly right. Yep.
So it does give you a good idea of what goes on with law enforcement and boy, King George, just like you don't have the growth that Stafford and Spotsylvania do, but a wide area and a lot of different communities you're able to pull together.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly don't have the active subdivisions that those jurisdictions have, but we are growing leaps and bounds. But
yeah,
it gives a central location for people to come into and interact with their local law enforcement.
Well, and you mentioned the fire department every year does just some really does some really interesting type of just demonstrations.
Absolutely, they've done everything from cutting a car up to kitchen safety. I mean, they do a phenomenal job with that and interacting with the community as well.
Do you have any special assignments tomorrow night, or are you just roving around?
I was told that I'm supposed to stand by and look pretty. So
okay,
with Sean Jones. It's going to be such a hard thing to do.
Here we go.
We expect to see your Kiki video, too.
Well, that's probably not going to happen.
did they even have Wi-Fi down in King George?
Well, they do.
I think they
but
pipe it in.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
From Westmoreland.
We're getting it, though. We're getting it.
First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. Spotsylvania tomorrow night is at the Town Center. Again, you've been there for a couple of years now. A little bit different location.
Different location. This year we've invaded this town center and took over a much larger location. We're going to be taking over the area behind Costco's and JCPenney's. So Stafford, King George, and Fredericksburg, you know where to send your families. We'll be right behind Costco's and JCPenney's. See what a real National Night Owl looks like.
Yeah, just keep looking for them, Sean. Just keep looking for them.
My family gets that close to Costco, it's cost of money. So.
The you have, again, it's National Night Out again. It, for Spotsylvania, a chance to show what you have and give out information.
A lot of our citizens don't know exactly all of the services that the Sheriff's Office provide, and I'm sure it's for our other agencies here as well. So National Night Out gives them an opportunity to see what our SWAT team does, to see what our search and rescue team does. They see what our dive team does. They see that we have drones now. They also get the opportunity for the kids to experience the robots that our SWAT team uses as well. It gives them opportunity to interact with our canine officers and see demos from our canine team as well. And also our mounted units will be there as well for kids to come up and meet one of the horses, Josie, of course. So there's a lot of different opportunities for them. I must say that, you know, there's every year we come in here, we talk about National Night Out. And I was just looking online. I saw that Stafford placed number 15 in a category last year. Spotsylvania placed number 23. King George, didn't even see you on a page. City, neither. So I'm just saying.
I wasn't there last year. So.
Stafford, we're coming for you this year.
Oh, we're going to put it on. Now, this might be my first year organizing, but, you know, we're doing a really good job. We're gonna.
I like this. Michelle's not. She's not shying away from the challenge.
No. She's a little quiet though. She's not Daryl English. Daryl English would be piping up if he was here.
But she's got a quiet confidence.
Yeah, I'm a ninja.
She's coming. Oh, she's a ninja warrior. Okay. So yeah, we coming for you guys. No, this is a good opportunity for the families to come together in all jurisdictions. Tomorrow, 5 to 8, a lot of activities for the family. Like Chris said. Like Chris and Michelle said, there's something for everybody. Something for our older folks, something for our younger folks. And, you know, there's free food. I mean, Sonic has donated hot dogs. That's going to be cooked and given out. Papa John's will be there. Sweet and Sassy Barbecue. Juan Taco. I believe Fajia House is coming out and bringing out Bang Bang Chicken. So there's a lot of good food.
Well, the
and I won't be around the food, Chris.
Yeah,
I have to work.
I hear you, Sean. I hear you.
The chance to, I don't ever remember growing up getting to know officers like you, like kids can now. I just don't ever remember. To me, police were just something that was, you know, I mean, they were you only talked to them when you were in trouble, when you needed them. And that's not like that anymore.
It's not like that anymore. We're community-oriented agencies where our community comes first, and it's all about building those positive relationships and having a positive impact on our youth as well.
And that's where you're right, Sean, that's where it comes from. If we ever want to get this turned around, so to speak, that's where it starts, is the youth. And if we can reach out and let them know that we're not the enemy by any means, you know, that we're there.
And
it takes events like this. It takes getting into the schools and interacting with them to let them know. The challenge that Sean has put up, the dance challenge that he's on. I mean, it shows the community that we are human beings, that we do have feelings, and we are fun. We do have a good time.
And not only that, but, you know, we are all in a crime prevention unit some way, shape, or form. And, you know, while there might be some bantering going on, we actually really help each other reach out. We try not to reinvent the wheel on things. We're out there in the community all the time talking to kids, adults, just trying to, you know, do safety presentations. And just, you know, we are trying to build those relationships all the time, especially just because of the positions that we are currently in. We're out there with the community often.
You know, I say it all the time, it's not, you know, back you here, okay, it's us and them. No, it's everyone together. Sure. It doesn't matter if you're Fredericksburg, it doesn't matter if you're King George, Stafford, or Spotsylvania. When it comes down to it, we're going to go to Fredericksburg to shop. We're going to go to Stafford to shop, or go to King George for something, or we're going to go to a sporting. I mean, I'm serious.
Something.
I mean, we got people.
Sean doesn't know, but it's something.
We got Dowell Green. People from everywhere travels to Dowell Green to work, but it's one community. It's not just
Fairview Beach.
Okay, Fairview Beach. I'm sorry, but it's one community. It's not us as them. It's all together as one. I mean, we're going to have to interact and cross lines at some point in time, so why not come together like we're doing the law enforcement officers and get our communities to do the same thing? It's one big community.
Well, and when a big issue, when a big situation occurs anywhere, you all, when more help is needed, you all are there.
Oh, yeah, we always come together.
I mean,
King George might take a long time to get there, but, but when we get when they well, get there, well, we're together.
Well, we'll just use our GPS to try to find you, Sean. That's all. When we're there, we're there.
Scott, they got to get a single first, buddy.
And the closer we get to Fredericksburg, once we get to Stafford, we're good.
No, it's we have a lot of fun joking, but it's all about doing what's best for our community.
Well, and Sean, the Sheriff Harris is famous for talking about not getting really upset when he hears, you know, parents tell kids who are misbehaving, you know, you better be good, or, you know, I'm going to take you to the police.
Yeah, that's the wrong image to tell a kid. That if a parent tells a kid, you better stop being bad, or I'm going to get that cop on you, that's making kids afraid of us.
Yeah.
So I flip it around and say, how about I'll get you in trouble for, you know, I'll come after the parent for saying something like that to the kid, and I actually say that to him, and the little kid be like, man, he's getting on my parents for saying that. He got my back. So we turn it around.
There's one of the pet peeves that I have is when you hear a parent or an adult, I don't even know if it's a parent, say, you know, be good or he's going to come take you away. And it's like, it's just not the right image. I mean, we are public servants. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we all got into this line of work because we're servants.
Yeah.
And we do serve the public, but to do that, Sean's right, it just...
It's a pet peeve, man. I just can't stand it, because we work so hard to build that relationship with those kids, and for somebody to say that the cops are going to come get you if you keep being bad, no. That's not the case. I mean, we want kids not to be afraid of us. We want kids to walk up to us and don't be afraid to shake our hand or come up to us and give us a hug. Yeah. And we work so hard to make that happen.
Yep.
Sergeant Scott Worley, you mentioned in the first segment a little bit about the city, but you'll be out tomorrow night in neighborhoods in the city. Is how National Night Out is handled in Fredericksburg. Chief Nye and Captain Layton will be out there, and others. And it's really a good chance to get to know your neighbors. None of us, if you were to ask me, tell me the names of three neighbors, even two, I'd struggle. Yeah. I know who they are. We wave. But it's the way it is right now.
It is. It really is. And with a transient population, unfortunately, you know, by the time you get to know a neighbor, poof, they're gone.
Yeah.
They get reassigned somewhere. But this puts it out there where you can actually meet your neighbors. If you don't know your neighbors, if it's not one of the established family neighborhoods here in the city of Fredericksburg, which we're fortunate to have, but we're going to have officers at each, pretty much stationed at each National Night Out event. And even Cox Communications, they made contact with me. They're doing a family-friendly event from 5 to 7 at their office. And they put their best foot forward on that one. They've thrown out a lot of family.
Are they downtown?
It's actually up on Plank Road.
Oh, okay.
So at their Plank Road location, they're going to go ahead and do this big event there, so they're inviting pretty much anyone there, and no matter where they are, King George, Stafford, Spotsy, Fredericksburg, just driving through the city on I-95, pop in and, you know, grab some free food and some family events. Chief Nye and Captain Layton will be riding around visiting each event, but we're going to have officers at each event as well. You know, that way people have access to us, know who we are. I will be at one too, so, you know.
Come by and say hi.
I'm not doing a kiki though. I'm sorry, I have.
You seem to be the only one. You seem to be on your own on that one, Sean.
I got Major Tworski, bro. We like Ebony and Ivory. He has my back. Hey, Ted, can we give a shout out real fast? Because
sure.
Westmoreland County Sheriff's Office is a little upset that they didn't get invited to this little event today.
Oh, well, we'll make sure we take care of that next year.
They just sent us a little message saying that, you know, we at least could have invited them to the event. So we just want to give Westmoreland, a shout out. You want to say anything? They're your neighbors.
Yeah, well, I mean, Westmoreland is there for us anytime we need them. So
that's my hometown. So they're going to have their national night out tomorrow at Stan Skating Ring. Yep. So we're going to give them a little shout out here and good old Spotsylvania, Stafford, and Fredericksburg, and King George.
Okay.
Shout out to Westmoreland Sheriff's Office.
Hey, do you know the time on that?
They didn't say anything about the time, but we're just going to give them a huge shout out.
Okay.
Probably 5 to 8.
Yeah, the same kind of thing. Okay, over in Westmoreland. And everybody's doing this tomorrow night. That's the great thing about National Night. And boy, this has really grown over the years. I mean, it used to be just the kind of the neighborhood turn your porch light on kind of thing, and now it has grown to where, like in Michelle and in Stafford, which you guys were like 15th last year in the competition.
Yes, and actually there's a whole set of rules and things that you have to do that goes into it. And I also want to mention, as one of the projects for National Night Out, there's something called the 365 Project. It's part of National Night Out, but it's kind of a continuous thing. And basically what you do is you identify an area that you'd like to improve or build better relationships on, and we actually chose one of our neighborhoods to be a part of the 365 Project. And so far, they've done a block party that we've gone out to be a part of. I actually have had a volunteer from that community come in to help build our McGruff scavenger hunt sticks, and we're also trying to build neighborhood watch and just better community relationships. And that neighborhood is Garrison Woods within our community in Stafford County, and they've been doing a wonderful job to help, you know, get on board with this and help build that better, you know, relationship.
What a great thing. It's more than just one night. I mean, you've been able to help and mentor a neighborhood to get involved and be safer.
Absolutely.
You know, just also let you know, the rush hour, what's that, the rush hour?
The escape room,
they're actually going to do a special for National Night Out tomorrow, and it's going to be all day long for anybody that wants to come out and participate with that. We also have activities planned throughout the week in Spotsylvania as well.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking National Night Out in King George, Spotsylvania, the city, and Stafford this morning. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
National Night Out is tomorrow night, and that's what we're talking about this morning. Again, the city will be in neighborhoods in Spotsylvania, 5 to 8 at the Town Center, 5 to 9 in Stafford at Stafford Marketplace, and in King George from 5 to 8 tomorrow night at King George High School. This a lot of good information this morning. It is.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to get you guys all together.
I just figured out why Stafford's National Night Out is 5 to 9. That gives Michelle time to come down to Spotsy to see how it's done. Then get back up to Stafford and chill for about an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually wanted, you know, to open it up a little earlier for our community
members. Here we go.
Give them more time to come out and meet
us.
Here
is the question that everybody wants to know the answer to. Okay. Which pair of Crocs are you wearing tomorrow?
I don't do that for I'll be there professionally, so
okay.
I won't.
I think we got a Croc challenge. If you wear your Crocs, I wear my Crocs. What's up? I'm gonna go get a pair just for you.
I think I can probably get department issued shiny Crocs.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
So,
what's up, Ted? You in?
Well,
you out?
I might be in if there's a challenge here.
Hey, I mean, Scott's gonna be over in Spotsy. I mean, right across the street from the city county line. He's gonna be coming over to get a free hot dog and a slice of pizza, so we can all check out the Crocs there together. Michelle will be there as well. Chris,
you know, I love it might
take Chris a little while to get there from King George.
Sean doesn't seem very confident he's going to get a lot of people showing up. He's in here begging us to show up to his event.
I'm not begging. I'm just showing you what professionalism is. Showing you how it's done.
I'm thinking you're not very confident anybody's going to show, Sean.
I would say if you had a drone, maybe the drone can take pictures, but your drone won't make it that far.
We got a drone.
I don't know about being able to get hot dogs, though, because you know, I'm in the neighborhood, so I'm going to be eating good. So,
Where are your kids going?
I live in Spotsy.
I'm just asking, where are your kids going to be at tomorrow?
Spotsy Town Center is only 5 minutes from my house.
Sean, so where are your kids going to be? That anybody's going to show up at your
Kids are coming down there. My 10-year-old's going to be there with Sean, helping Sean out, driving him nuts. So Sean doesn't know about this yet, but I've already voluntold my kid.
Well,
and Stafford deputies come down every year anyway.
I'm
just saying, 15,000 people.
All of these events, all kidding aside, are big events, and for the community, it's great. The neighborhoods in the city come out, and King George is a very family event, and Stafford in Spotsylvania put a lot into this. But and I mean, I know Michelle, you've spent a lot of time getting ready for this, and your people have, and it's almost here.
It is, and you know, like I said, this is our first, and I say our because I have a new administrative assistant as well. So this is our first year together coordinating this event, and of course we have Deputy Jim Hamilton who does a wonderful job too. He takes McGruff around to all the different neighborhoods, and as well as Deputy Chris Reed. So we've been putting a lot of time and effort into it. Definitely lessons learned this year, make it better next year, but I feel pretty confident that our event's going to go off smoothly.
It's a very quiet confidence, and we'll see.
I'm just saying, Ted, I mean, it's going to be a good time. Hey, all jokes aside, good luck to everybody tomorrow night. You know, I got some friends sending messages now, like, you guys are hilarious today.
And like I said, also, if you see Ted out, report on Facebook to Sean Jones' website or Facebook page what Crocs he's wearing.
Hey, no, all jokes aside, hey, Spotsylvania, King George, Stafford, and Fredericksburg, Ted Schubel's going to be making his rounds tomorrow. So I'm asking folks out there, can you guys just post what color Crocs Ted has and what location Ted is at with the Crocs? Can y'all do that for us?
Thank you all for what you do. We're almost out of time here, and I have to cut you off, Sean, and I'm
The Where's Ted challenge. I like that.
But no, seriously, what all you guys do for National and Out, it's terrific. And again, 5 to 8 at the Town Center for Spotsylvania, 5 to 9 at Stafford Marketplace in Stafford. At King George High School, it's from 5 to 8 at King George High. And in the city, there will be neighborhood parties and just getting everyone together. Again, Captain Chris Giles here from King George, First Sergeant Sean Jones from Spotsylvania, Sergeant Scott Worley from the city, First Sergeant Michelle Gibbons from Stafford. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ted.
Town
Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow on News
Thanks
Talk 1230 WFVA.
Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.